Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. We often daydream about what we want to accomplish in life, but how often do we actually put together a plan for making these daydreams a reality? Why are celebrities the only ones who appear to be living extraordinary lives? Those daydreams of ours are really life goals, and our dreams will differ from person to person. However, be aware of simply setting goals without any real serious thought as to how you can achieve them. Setting goals improperly can be disappointing. Why? Well, if you're not clear and realistic about your goals, there's little likelihood of you achieving them. Then your goals simply remain dreams. So how can you set goals that will lead to success? There's a powerful formula that you can keep in mind when setting goals for career, business, and personal aspirations. The formula is called SMART, and it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. The more specific you make your goals, the more likely you'll identify with it, and the more likely you'll achieve it. The more measurable your goal is, the more likely you'll be able to measure your progress along the way. Measurement, like the amount of weight lost, revenue earned, number of clients gained, or any specific number that you can tangibly count or assess with objective figures, is a measurable goal. Setting unattainable goals is an exercise in futility. When you set attainable goals, you ensure that you have adequate resources and knowledge to achieve these goals. Goals need to be set within specific time frames. Without time frames, there is no sense of urgency, which can lead to procrastination and failure. Realistic goals are harder to articulate than you might think. Sometimes the process of goal setting supports unrealistic goals, which can lead to disappointment, failure, and a loss of your time and resources. So be sure your goals are realistic for you, not someone else. Over the course of this podcast, we will examine different kinds of goal setting that utilizes the SMART principles and supports successful outcomes. Short-term goals. Goals can be either short-term or long-term. A good life plan has both. Short-term goals serve as stepping stones that help to achieve long-term goals. These kind of goals are enabling, and here's why. Short-term goals move your plan closer to your final long-term goal. They are like preliminary steps along the way to realize an outcome. For example, securing a down payment would be an important short-term goal for someone with a long-term plan for purchasing a home. You'll be inspired to make further progress. Once a short-term goal is realized, that success can help to inspire further efforts along the journey to your overall goals. For example, if you create a new product that is met with praise, you'll be inspired to create another product, which will create additional revenue for your business. Short-term goals help to keep your efforts focused by serving as stepping stones across a stream of competing and distracting activities, occurrences, and events. For example, college course curricula are designed to keep students focused on working toward their major. Each course completion is a short-term goal leading up to the ultimate goal of graduation. A long-term goal becomes more realistic when you break it down into smaller parts or a series of short-term goals. For instance, if you're facing a large debt, you may be paralyzed by fear at the idea of paying off thousands of dollars in a single day. However, breaking it down into smaller monthly payments lets you see a light at the end of the tunnel with a final payment date in the future. Short-term goals help ensure that you stick to the SMART principle of having measurable goals. If long-term goals are truly measurable, the degree of success of short-term goals can help determine the success of long-term goals. Short-term goals can help you make adjustments and realize your objectives along the way if you need to. Think of these short-term goals as your life to-do list. The more small goals you can check off your list, the harder you'll want to work to check off the rest of your list. Some goals may be fun, others may be tedious, but they will all lead to your ultimate long-term goal of improving your life. Long-term goals. Long-term goals tend to be the major goals of any plan and are, as the name suggests, set out into the future for a long term, typically 5 to 10 years in advance. It's important to have long-term goals because these are the ambitions that reflect the ultimate outcome of your desire. Long-term goals should articulate your purpose and passion as well as the motivation for your plan. For that reason, long-term aspiration should follow the SMART principles and be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Some people have a difficult time making long-term goals realistic and timely, given that a long-term goal is set to be realized in the future. There can be a tendency to make it lofty and unrealistic without any specific actionable steps to get you there. That's why it's important to put a significant amount of time into setting long-term goals. Oftentimes, the process of setting short-term goals can help clarify your long-term objectives. For example, earlier we used the process of securing the funds for a down payment as a short-term goal towards realizing the overall goal of purchasing a home. If your short-term goal is not achieved by your specific date, that will obviously change the timeline of your overall objective. So let's say your short-term goal is to save $3,500 a month for 12 months in order to have enough money for a down payment and buy a house in a year's time. If that short-term goal ends up being too aggressive, your overall goal may shift from 12 months away to 18 months away. But without having short-term monthly goals to guide you, you'll never know if your long-term objective is realistic and obtainable. This example illustrates how important it is to have measurable goals. If you don't have a specific date or number to work towards, then you can't possibly know what actions you need to take to reach your goal. When measurable indicators are used, you can look upon them as early warning signs to help keep you on target and give you room to make changes as necessary without abandoning your desired goals. The same holds true, for example, of earning a college degree. Sometimes there are setbacks in short-term goals, for example, failing a course, but one setback should not derail your dreams. rather than drop out of school because of one failed class, simply revisit why you failed to ask if there's an alternative course you can take. If you don't want to adjust the date of your graduation, consider retaking the class during a semester break or an extra class during the regular semester. Experiencing setbacks is inevitable because we're humans, but we have the knowledge and capability to adjust our timeline and continue on our path. There's no harm in changing the path you're on, but there is harm in quitting altogether. Setting dates. One of the most important SMART principles used with setting goals is the principle of making goals timely. Without deadlines, it's easy to let other priorities steer you away from your goals. A current crisis, potential opportunities, and everyday occurrences can contribute to something called oversight. Oversight is when you forget about your goals and necessary tasks associated with them because you're focused on other issues. Short-term and long-term goals, along with their accompanying deadlines, help to keep your overall plan in view so you can stay on task. Children have a favorite response when asked to do a task: I'll do it tomorrow. As parents, we need to teach children how to do things in a timely manner so these unfinished tasks don't add up to a mountain of a mess. As adults with long-term goals, we should know better than to put things off until tomorrow, because sometimes tomorrow never comes. Life gets in the way with kids' activities, work responsibilities, unexpected bills. The list of life distractions can go on and on and on. These distractions cause us to lose sight of our goals and desires. Setting dates and deadlines for reaching your goals will thwart this oversight and help you prevent further regrets. So as not to be overwhelmed, follow these steps. 1. Plan. Prepare a chronological list of all short-term goals you need to reach in order to accomplish your long-term objectives. 2. Schedule. Grab a calendar and set dates for each short-term goal. 3. Assess. Pick a day once each month to review your progress and to assess whether your dates are accurate. 4. Now get to work. Hey, my friends, I'm really excited to announce our annual self-discovery coaching series is happening now. If you've been stuck for a while, it's time to make some changes and enjoy a breakthrough in your life. It's easy to be stuck in a rut. The same thinking, routines, habits, and actions lead to the same mediocre results. Finding yourself, who you are, and what you want to be, it is the most important adventure a person can take in their life. But it has been seen many times that people often spend their entire lives not knowing who they are and what they want to be. In our 7-session powerful self-discovery coaching series, you will gain a newfound knowledge about yourself to bring focus, clarity, and depth to your actions, habits, decision-making, visioning, and goal setting. You will learn to align your life priorities and actions with who you really are. We are now accepting new applicants. Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you willing to make the necessary changes to attain the life you've always wanted? Take control of your life and improve your results. Now is the time. Signups are happening now. Information on our self-discovery coaching series can be found in our show notes or by visiting yourwellnessyogi.com. Thank you. And now let's get on with the show. Realistic with your timelines to ensure that your short-term or long-term goals are attainable. On your assessment days, be honest with yourself about how much you've accomplished. If you've fallen behind, allow yourself some extra time to accomplish each goal moving forward. If you've gone ahead of the game, then pat yourself on the back and celebrate. Just don't allow yourself to get too complacent. You must keep your momentum strong and the internal fire roaring. The key to this exercise is to move ahead with your plan instead of moving in the other direction. If your goals were neither attainable nor realistic, readjust and move on. Schedule time to work on goals. The process of setting goals takes time and self-reflection. be sure you are as informed as you can be about an issue or opportunity included in your goals. For example, if your goal is to increase your client's base, find out things like the competition. Who are your competitors? What size client base do your closest competitors have? How healthy is your industry at this time? How long did it take you to develop your current client base? How long do you estimate it would take for you to increase your client base by 10%, 15%, 25%? Is your level of revenue meeting expectations according to your existing business plan? Are you meeting or exceeding your goals? How much would you like to increase your revenue by, and how much would you like to increase your client base to achieve the revenue goals? The question listed above are the kinds of questions a business owner might ask as she or he sets goals for building up his or her client base. Depending on your goals, your question may differ, but the objective is the same: to provide you with the most comprehensive understanding of the issues and realize you want to address them when setting new goals. If necessary, schedule time in your calendar to ensure you have a chance to work on these goals. Whether it's a little every day or just one day a week, make the appointment with yourself and keep the appointment firm. So often we get carried away with caring for others, our family, or our clients, that we forget to allow time to care for ourselves and our life goals. If you need to delegate some task in order to make time in your schedule, then do so. Hire an intern to help with business tasks or outsource some of your household chores so you can find the time to make your goals a reality. Hire the kid next door to cut your grass or hire a cleaning person to clean for you every week or two. Hire the kid next door to cut your grass or hire a cleaning person to clean for you every week or two. Hire a babysitter once a week to keep the kids occupied, or be creative and barter babysitting time with another mother. Don't use lack of time as an excuse for not achieving your goals. Not every goal has to be about work or career either. If you want to give your home a facelift, that's a valid goal towards improving the quality of your life. Follow the same steps for setting short-term goals and dates. Make another list of any equipment or supplies you need for home improvement projects and schedule your work time on the calendar. Reaching your goals takes time, and one of the greatest injustices you can do to your goal planning is to do it in a rush. Not only should your end dates be realistic, but allow yourself enough time to create your power goals and do whatever research is necessary so that your to-do list is accurate and up-to-date. Equip yourself with enough information and time to develop SMART goals. Share your goals to maintain accountability. One of the best ways to ensure you follow through with your objective is to share your goals with your family, friends, or life coach, who is committed to helping you stay accountable to your goals. Determine what you need from a support group. Constant reminding, daily emails, weekly check-ins, and share your ideas with those who think and would support you to the best of your ability and who help you to live your life on purpose. Be clear with what you need and what support you need, and ask if people will be willing to help keep you accountable. Here are some great ideas for getting help to maintain accountability. Family and friends can be a tremendous support group who share a genuine interest in your success. Joining an association in your field or profession is a great way to meet others who may be willing to help you be accountable to your goals. They may even ask you to do the same for them. Hiring a professional or business coach is another popular way to get the support necessary to stay on track and on target with your goals. These personal coaches work one-on-one with clients. You may have a conversation once a week, once a day, or any other intervals you determine. A coach may be an added investment, but for many, it's an investment that can help you achieve tangible results that you would never have achieved otherwise. Blogging. Some people even start blogs to keep themselves accountable. For
For some, it's easier to announce your goals to the internet world than to your family and friends. This is not recommended for business planning because you don't want your competitors knowing what your plans are. But if journaling online helps keep you on track with personal goals, then do whatever will motivate you to reach these goals. Watch your progress. The only way you'll be able to achieve your short-term goals as well as your long-term goals if you're keeping an eye on your progress. It's not enough to just set your goals. It's important to refer to your plan, do the work necessary, and assess your progress towards your goals every step of the way. Keep your business or life plan close at hand, on your desk, or on a bulletin board, and look at it regularly. Too many plans spend their lives hiding in files or piles if they're never written down at all. Remember that your plan isn't set in stone. Plans are meant to be fluid and change with time or as your interests change. These plans will keep you on your chosen path to success. When you reach a milestone, celebrate. Tell your family, friends, and accountability coach. Blog about it. Take special note of how good you're feeling, that your hard work is paying off, and you're one step closer to reaching your long-term goals. Refer to your goals regularly to make progress. Create a chart for each month that highlights the progress you've made and keep that chart visible all the time. Goals don't just happen by themselves. They need your attention and active participation as you follow your plan. Goals are the beacons that remind us of our dreams and aspirations. If your goals aren't specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely, your goals will have no meaning, and you'll have a difficult time achieving what you're called to do. Remember to give yourself the time necessary to create goals according to the SMART principles. Make sure you have all the information necessary before creating your goals so it will be realistic and attainable. Incorporate short-term goals into your long-term goal setting. Short-term goals are like stepping stones along the way to your success. Short-term tasks also encourage you to assess your plan along the way and adjust as needed. Keeping yourself accountable to your goals is critical. Share your goals with someone you trust, like a peer or a coach. Actively monitor your progress towards your goals. Don't keep your goals filed away. Keep them front and center so your actions and tasks will always be aligned with your goals. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.